Welcome to our Passover Shabbat teaching for 2023. We have already observed the Passover meal, but at the end of this teaching I have included some Passover scriptures for your information. Today I would like to talk about some important issues for believers. Do not forget to count the Omer, the 50 days from Passover to Shavuot. Eruv Shavuot is on May 26th, the evening of May 26th to the evening of May 27th is Shavuot. So, the evening of May 25th is the 49th day. The worldly keep on working to spread their false belief systems. They have devised a machine-like plan to spread their false beliefs. Believers in the true God wonder what is going on sometimes as their faith continues to be assaulted by the false belief systems of the world. This week, I woke up to hear that the Palestinians attacked Israel again and the President of the United States mandated that all public schools in the United States are to now accept sinful dress codes and sinful sexual behaviors in their schools. If they do not, they will lose their government funding. Our schools for the last half of the 1900s have been under assault by those who want the government to control our society. Socialist and communist societies and governments exert control over the people. They executed 101 million of their own people in order to take control of their societies, and that system of control continues. Under the socialist government of Hitler, 11 million were executed. The communist country of Russia under Stalin is said to have executed 20 million people and Mao Zedong, 70 million in China. Anywhere governments of control have existed, there have been mass murders of the people for the government. For example, 2 million were executed in Cambodia. It is just sickening. These governments seek to establish control by any means, and that includes using their ability to control what others believe, even if it is wrong. They will do anything to corrupt others and exert control over others so that they are in control of the people. They are not societies that are helping people but destroying people's lives. The people in China were given a little red book by the government that they treated as their guide to life. Believers want their children to have the opportunity to learn without the intrusion of a system that undermines their child's faith in God. We suppose that our schools are teaching subjects that our children will use for life, but the government instead is including things that are undermining our families. The government controls our schools and withdraws government funds if schools do not comply with their meddling. Teachers also lose their income if they do not go along with this abusive system. Public schools in the United States are more interested in keeping their government funding than producing good citizens. God gave us a free will, so use it to do what is right and good. If we did not have free will, we would have no evil. So, we will have evil in this world because some choose to do evil, and these systems of control are evil. Also, devil spirits who rebelled against God try to get us to disobey God. They are also referred to as Lucifer or Satan or the devil. The Bible says that devil spirits influence our world and cause problems for mankind. They weaken the nations. Isaiah 14:12-13 NKJV says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations! For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Devil spirits rebelled against God. They want to be like God and exalt themselves over God's throne. They want us to rebel against God, and in so doing, they mess up the world that God created and people's lives. Also, we want to live in peace, but history has shown us that a safe and peaceful life depends on those in power. In times of peace, people often look for safe places to live, and the United States is one of them. That has begun to change because of those who accept and naively push the values of government control. Some have resorted to homeschooling their children. This is a good option if you can manage it. If your children go to a public school in the United States, they will be strongly influenced by our secular unbiblical system. Home schools and Christian schools have the opportunity to learn good values and their children better attention. Many excel better in their learning process than in secular schools. Do not think you are safe from a government that wants control over your child. We still have the choice over who will influence our children and who will govern us. We need to be involved. Some people think Israel could be a better place to live, but they too have become a secular culture. Messianic believers are not welcome there, so do not waste your time thinking about it. They say only true Jews are welcome in Israel. Who is a true Jew? Rabbi Shaul says in Romans 2:29, NKJV says, he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. Shaul is referring to Deuteronomy, where it talks about having a circumcised heart to keep God's commandments. Not to be stiff-necked in this case means to stop doing things our own ways instead of God's ways. Deuteronomy 10:13-16, NKJV says, keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers, to love them, and He chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer. So, a true Jew keeps God's commandments. The word Jew comes from the word Judah, which means praise. Shaul says in Ephesians 1:12, NKJV, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. If we do not keep God's commandments, then our lives do not praise God. What happens to those who do things their own way and do not keep God's commandments? What is happening to the children that have been brainwashed by the government? Yeshua said in Mark 7:9, NKJV, He said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. Those who keep man-made indoctrinations are not following the Creator God, who knows what is best for us. Not keeping God's commandments is sin, and sin keeps us from God. Isaiah 59:2, NKJV says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Also, we need to mention that some people have trouble understanding Shaul's letters. Look for clear verses. He is giving logical arguments to Jewish people within a specific Jewish context. According to Kepha, it has come to his attention that people are interpreting Shaul the wrong way. 2 Peter 3:15-16, NKJV says, Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. There was not New Testament at the time. Some were not keeping God's commandments in the Old Testament, and it was leading to their destruction. Kepha means hellfire destruction. Look for clear verse like these in Galatians 5:19-21, NKJV, which says, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who live in sin will not be in God's future kingdom. Instead, they will be in the lake of fire for eternity, the Bible says, see Revelation 21:8. Also, those who keep traditions of mankind as though they are God's commandments are not keeping God's commandments. They may believe they are keeping God's commandments, but they are doing things that were made up. In Yeshua's time, some were teaching man-made commandments, and Yeshua said in Matthew 23:15-16, NKJV, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides! He is referring to those who were teaching traditions for commandments of God. They were hypocrites because they thought they were leading people to God, but what they taught was made up religion and not God's commandments. Those who were doing this were blind leaders who were leading people to hell. Since we understand the context of that culture, we know that Yeshua was making a strong indictment against those who did not keep God's Old Testament commandments. In case this is not clear enough for you, Yeshua says he will not accept believers who do not keep the Old Testament law in the future kingdom. Matthew 7:21-23, NKJV says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. If you do not keep the law, you will not be in God's future kingdom. It is not hard like some say. The Bible says they are not hard to keep, see Deuteronomy 30:11. It says they are not hard to keep in the Hebrew. Yeshua warns us that there is a specific way that we are to live in order to receive eternal life. Matthew 7:13-14 NKJV says, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. If you want to find the way to eternal life with a good God, stop believing those who say the Old Testament has been done away with or that we do not have to keep God's commandments, and begin keeping God's commandments. Live in God's truths and do not accept the false systems that are being pushed on us either by the country we live in or by false doctrine. Protect yourself from unholy society. Some people say that people who keep God's commandments are not Christian. They have it backwards. Those who are lawless are not true believers according to Yeshua. Some say we only have to have faith. They say Abraham had faith and that is all he had to do. That is not true. Genesis 26:5 NKJV says, Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. The word laws is the word Torah, which refers to the first five books of the Bible. God's commandments were passed on through the believers until it was written down. Then believers passed on the written law. There was no oral law of extra misapplied man-made commandments. Yaakov said in James 2:24 NKJV, You see then that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only. It makes sense. If we believe in God, we will do what he says to do. Some keep feasts that were passed down into Christianity from the pagan Roman Empire instead of God's feasts. Do not keep the feast of the bare-breasted goddess Easter. Leviticus 23:2 NKJV says, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. The feasts listed in the Old Testament portion are God's feasts which he gave to all of mankind. Yeshua tells a story of a wedding feast, but those invited did not come, so others were invited, see Matthew 22:1-10. In Christianity, most do not keep God's feasts and instead observe the pagan feasts passed down from the Roman Empire. Find good scriptures to stay bolted to. Here are some good ones. God's commandments give us wisdom and understanding. Deuteronomy 4:6. God's commandments are right and good. Deuteronomy 6:17-18. Those who keep God's commandments and do what is right save the world. For example, Noah and Yeshua. God's word is truth. Psalm 138:2. The Old Testament laws are good for doctrine, reproof, and correction. The context is about the Old Testament laws. Timothy learned the Old Testament commandments from his Jewish mother. Acts 16:1, 2 Timothy 3:16. There is a hell. Revelation 21:8. Keep God's word. Psalm 119:9-16. Have faith. Proverb 3:5-6, Psalm 84:12. Be courageous and strong to keep God's commandments. Joshua 1:7-9. Pray. Psalm 18:6, Hebrews 4:16. Rely on the help of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, Romans 15:13. Colossians 1:27. Fellowship with like-minded believers. 2 Corinthians 6:14-15. Be holy. Leviticus 11:44. We will stand before God in judgment. Seat is the Greek word bema. The bema is where the Torah is read in synagogues. So, we will be judged by God's commandments in the Torah. 2 Corinthians 5:10. God completely forgives those who repent. Psalm 103:12. Doing things the way you of the world changes who we are. We leave what is natural for a false reality and we become a false reality. Think about this. Since God's ways are the true ways for life that give us wisdom and understanding and that are right and good, alternate lifestyles are the opposite. They are false ideas that lead people into sinful patterns for life and are wrong and evil. Psalms 34:21 NKJV says, "Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned." Living in sin destroys lives. Those who hate those who do what is right obviously hate what is right. They will go to hell, the Bible says. See Revelation 21:8, where it is called the lake of fire. Romans 1:22 NKJV says, "Professing to be wise, they became fools." Those who live lives of sin live life outside of the way they were created, and they say that they are smart and know better than God. That is the age-old lie from Genesis 3:5 NKJV, which says, "Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God." They are not the Creator God. They can make things from what God has created, but they are not God. Be strong in God, follow His commandments, and live with the help of the Holy Spirit. God tells Joshua to be courageous and keep God's commandments. Joshua was to make sure that he spoke what God commanded the people to do and to do all the law. We also need to be courageous and also speak the truth about God and His commandments and keep all of God's commandments. Joshua 1:7-9 NKJV says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." There are people out there that want to belong in life, so they accept congregations that teach false doctrine. They make it their business to know who comes to their church and they know who does not follow their made-up man-made doctrine or pagan traditions. Decide that you will be different and be like Joshua. Find people who are like-minded and meet with them. And make sure you use the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have a divine healing prayer class on our website that can help you with this. Corinthians 14:1 NKJV says, "Pursue love, and desire spiritual gifts. Be courageous and desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit." Yeshua gave us the law and the Holy Spirit to help us with life. Yeshua is God, so He gave us the law at Mount Sinai and also the Holy Spirit. John 14:15-17 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Here are some Passover scriptures. We have already observed the Passover, but I put these scriptures here for your encouragement and information. If you have not observed Passover yet, you can still do it. These are God's feasts, biblical feasts. Leviticus 23:2 NKJV says, "The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts." Passover begins on the 14th of Nisan just before sunset and just before the 15th of Nisan begins. Biblical days begin in the evening, so the evening and the morning were the first day, Genesis 1:4 NKJV. We are commanded to keep the Passover with ceremonies. It is a remembrance ritual. Yeshua's remembrance ceremony is a remembrance ceremony. The word communion comes from a pagan practice that was passed down into Christianity. Numbers 9:3 NKJV says, "On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time. According to all its rites and ceremonies you shall keep it." The Passover meal is to have ritual involving bitter herbs and unleavened bread. The meat is not to be eaten raw or boiled. Numbers 9:11 NKJV says, "They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs." Exodus 12:9 NKJV says, "Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water." The Passover feast is a memorial feast and to be kept for eternity. Exodus 12:14 NKJV says, "So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. The 15th of Nisan and the 21st of Nisan are days of rest. No leavened bread is to be eaten during the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Leviticus 23:4-8 NKJV says, "These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. But you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The 7th day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it." Telling the Passover story of Israel and Yeshua our Messiah is our heritage. Israel was delivered from their bondage in Egypt. Exodus 6:6-8 NKJV says, "Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord." Yeshua is the Lamb of God who gave himself for us. Yeshua as God came into the world and provided a sacrifice for our sin. God provided a sacrifice for us in that of Yeshua, just as God provided a sacrifice for Abraham instead of Isaac. The Seder refers to the ceremony we are commanded to keep. Pesach is Passover, Hametz is bread with leaven, and Mazah is bread without leaven. 1 Corinthians 5:7-8 CJB says, "For our Pesach lamb, the Messiah, has been sacrificed. So let us celebrate the Seder not with leftover hametz, the hametz of wickedness and evil, but with the mazah of purity and truth." John 1:29 NKJV says, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Some 600 years before Yeshua came, Isaiah said about the Messiah. As we can see, this is about a singular male person dying for our sins. Isaiah 53:5-7 NKJV says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter." Thank you for joining us today. May God bless you and keep you.